When I was talking to Kenneth Copeland the other day, he asked me, how big was my church? I told him, I said, well, Kenneth, it's just a little building, you know. He said, do you have a mail out? I said, oh, yeah. He said, how many do you mail out? I said, well, first of all, we give out about 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week somewhere all over the world. And then we have about 5,000, pretty close to 5,000 on our tape of the month. He said, that's Thurman, that's not a little church. I said, I guess not. He said, just a minute. And Kenneth said, Thurman, I just want to be a part of your ministry. And he reached over and handed me a check for $5,000. I was so blessed that day because he said, what you're doing is a great work. Well, we're just doing what God called us to do, right? That's what we're doing. We're just teaching the Word. Let's go back, Dave, to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, 3 and 4. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction is on the way. Their destruction is on the way. Do you want to be one of these guys? Not unless you're ready to die. I don't want to be one. And, you know, I got a feeling they might not go where they want to go. They may have their name taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. But that's totally up to the King. You know, he's going to take care of that. That ain't going to be my job. He told me a long time ago, I had been at a family reunion. We were talking about the things of God a lot. And, of course, many of my family don't believe what I believe. On the way home, I thought, Lord, are they really saved? You know, do they really know you as Lord and Savior? I said, Lord, there's got to be some way, some verse, somewhere in the Word of God where I can tell who's lost and who's saved. I said, Lord, you said I could ask you for anything, so I want you to show me that verse. I said, thank you, Lord. I wait a minute or two or three and nothing, so I'd pray that again. I did that all the way home from Abilene, 3 hours. I got almost home. And he said, son, the answer to your question is in Acts 10:42. Acts 10:42. Huh, wonder what Acts 10:42 says. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. When I stopped and read that, I said, Lord, that don't tell me who's lost and who's saved. I don't get it. Now then, if I ask him a question, do y'all think he's hard hearing? So if that's the verse he give me, that's got to be right, right? Okay, but I don't see it. I mean, I read it, I look at that. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. I said, Lord, I ask you how to tell who's lost and who's saved. And that don't do it. I mean, I said, I don't get it, Lord. I don't get it. Now, see, I hope you're not as dense as I was, because I read that verse, quoted that verse for 3 months. Finally, after 3 months, I said, okay, Lord, I give up. I don't understand that verse. That's not the answer. At least not the way I ask it. That's not my answer. So I said, that don't tell me nothing about who's lost and who's saved. I said, Lord, that was my question. And so I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me more revelation. I just don't get it. So I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me the revelation. I went back and I opened up one more time and read it. I had quoted it thousands of times. And he commanded us to preach unto the people. So what is mine and your job? What are we supposed to do? Preach unto the people. That's all we're supposed to do. Preach the Word, right? So after we preach the Word, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God, and who's that? Jesus. Jesus is to be the judge of both the quick and the dead, or the saved and the lost. So guess what? It ain't my job. That's what he finally spoke to me. He said, son, the only thing I ask you to do is preach the Word. It's not your job to determine who's lost and saved. That's my job. I happen to be God, not you. I said, oh, gee, Lord, I'm so grateful that I'm not God. I don't have to worry about this no more. He knows who's lost and he knows who's saved, doesn't he? You know what's going to be sad? There's going to be a lot of people that sit in a church service, that's come to church, that's brought their families, that never believed in Jesus by faith. Cheryl and I watched that movie the other night, Left Behind, one of them. There's a little bunch of them. But we watched one of those Left Behind movies, and there was a man and his wife and his son and his daughter. In that Left Behind series, the woman kept telling the husband, he was an airline pilot. I thought of myself, you know, flying around all over the world. He was an airline pilot, international airline pilot. He never had time for God. He just flew his airplanes everywhere, you know, for the company he worked for. She kept telling him, honey, the rapture may come, and you don't know Jesus. And of course, their daughter, she didn't know Jesus either. And they said, honey, you all need to make Jesus Lord of your life. If the rapture were to come, you would be left behind. Oh, we don't believe that stuff, Mom. And then it happened. The rapture came. And whenever it happened and all these people were missing, he picked up and called his wife, and nobody answers. When he gets home, she ain't there. All of her clothes are still there, but she ain't there. And they go to the son's room, and he ain't there. But he goes to the daughter's room, and she is there. And he's there. Neither one of them had received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All four of these people lived in the same house. Two of them was constantly talking, Mama supposedly. Y'all need to make Jesus Lord of your life because the rapture may come and you don't want to be left behind. Well, let me tell you, they got left behind. I don't want to be left behind. Do you, Scott? No, I don't want to be left behind when the rapture does come, whenever it does come. And I don't know when it's going to come, but it's in the Bible in several places, so I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when, but I know one day it's going to happen. Just like the Lord says, He's going to descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and those of us which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord, and there we shall ever be with the Lord. So if He said that in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4, if He said that, is it going to happen?
Yes,
it's going to happen. You say, I don't believe there's going to be a rapture. Okay, you can be wrong if you want to. There's going to be one. I just don't know when. But I'm going to tell you, me and Gerald's going to be on the first load. And Lily. We're going out on the first trip. When they come down to get us, we're gone. If the rapture happens this week, we won't be here next Sunday. I can tell you for sure. But I don't think it'll happen that quick. But anyway. But He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus only commanded us to do one thing. That's preach His word and who He is, and then He will be the one that determines, oh, there's Eldon. He's one of my sons. He gets to go with me. Ain't that praise? That's what I say too. Praise the Lord. Yes. We don't want to hear Him say, oh, there's Eldon. I don't know who he was. We don't want to hear that, do we, Eldon? No, absolutely not. And, of course, any of us could have a private rapture any second. You know that? Yeah, because when we die, you know, we're going to have our own private rapture. And, of course, you know, there's people dying every day, all day long. Okay, let's go back to 2 Peter there where we were. For God did not spare even the angels. For God did not spare even the angels when they sinned. He threw them into hell. Now, let's stop and think about this. If God, when an angel sinned, if God didn't even forego the sin of an angel but threw him into hell, when we sin, what do you think He's going to do to us? I mean, if we don't confess our sin, in other words, once we get saved, He redeems us from sin. The goal should be for every Christian, once we get saved, our goal should be to walk holy before the Lord every day of our life. Is that right? Now, it should be a way of life. You can tell what's in a person's heart. You know, it's real easy to tell what's in a person's heart. Like I was driving down the road with a supposedly man of God here a while back, and as we were going along there, I'm talking to him, and he knew where we were going, and all of a sudden he said, Thurman, there's the cutoff! And I thought, oh my goodness, so I kind of looked right quick, and I whipped the car right quick, and of course I didn't see a guy. And that guy almost hit us. I mean, boy, when I'm cutting over, the guy was so close. You know, when I looked back, I just didn't see him. And man, he went, whoo! Of course, as he goes by, he's honking his horn and all, you know, I'm sure he's fussing at me, you know, whoo! Because I was in the wrong, I will have to say. But out of this Christian man's mouth came two words that I would not even think about repeating. And immediately caught his head and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I told him, I said, I think you need to ask the Lord to clean your heart out. Because he used two foul words. Wow. When you come to a point like that, can you imagine taking the Lord's name in vain there and you get killed right there? And the last words that was on your lips is when you come to heaven, you just damned your God right before. Ooh, would that be bad news? But that's how you find out what's in a person's heart. As Christians, we need to clean our heart out and get rid of all that stuff, right? If we were to have something close like that, that we should say, oh, praise the Lord. That way, at least if you got killed, and that's the last word you said, and that would be a whole lot better to come home with that than those others, wouldn't it? But you know, too many of us as Christians, we've programmed ourselves to think negative, bad stuff, you know, all the time. It's just like the guy that came to me with the bad eyes here two or three years ago, whatever it was. Guy had 2,700 vision. And when he came up at a healing school, he said, I only want one thing. I want my eyes back. I said, well, you can have them. God will do it for you. I said, you got all your sins confessed? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to church. I'm tithing. I'm walking obedient to the word. I'm studying the Word. I have a great relationship with the Lord. I said, okay, good. That's all it takes. I said, now then, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to base my prayer around Mark 11:23. And I did. I said, now, Lord, Mark 11:23 literally says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I said, Lord, I ask you to restore this man's eyes. I ask you to give him perfect eyes, up close, far away, night and day. I said, now, thank you, Lord, for healing his eyes. He said, what do I need to do? I said, you need to continue to quote that verse and praise the Lord that, Lord, you said in Mark 11:23, whatever I say with my mouth, when I believe with my heart, I can have it. So if that's what he said, then why don't we all use that verse? It's not just for Thurman or Eldon or Nancy. It's for all of us, isn't it? So I told him, I said, start saying that. He said, how long do I have to say it? I said, until it works. Because see, you know, you come up and in your head, you say that one time, you say, well, I believe it. But you know, it says when you believe in your heart. So when your heart believes it, that's when the miracle will happen or your healing will manifest. We find out what people believe by the confession that comes out of their mouth, because that's the way you release your faith out of your mouth. You pray for somebody and you say, well, now then the Word of God says you're healed. Do you believe that? Well, I hope so. I'm going to the doctor next Thursday, and if the doctor confirms I'm okay, then I'm healed. I said, you might as well forget it. You don't believe nothing. It ain't going to work for you. You got to believe God up front. The man began to say it. I didn't see him again for a couple of years. He said, I took Mark 11:23. I began to quote it. I began to say, thank you, Lord, for my good, perfect, beautiful eyes up close, far away, night and day in the name of Jesus. It's mine because it's written in Mark 11:23. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, I said that over and over and over, day and night for months. He said, one day I'm driving down the freeway over there in Dallas. I said, Lord, I want to thank you one more time for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes in Jesus' name, according to Mark 11:23. And he said, the Lord says, you finally believe it. All these months, he finally believed it. He said, Lord, yes, I believe it. He said, well, then why don't you take off your glasses? So he said, I pulled off the side of the road and stopped. I took my glasses off and looked, and he said, Thurman, I couldn't see a thing. But I said, Lord, I want to thank you one more time for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes, up close, far away, and night and day, in the name of Jesus. He said, Thurman, my eyes came into perfect focus. Wow.
You've been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Walk Uprightly, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.